focus on move on to when Wolk is dead, you now let's sit on her bed. Even if she's not around, sitting and lying on her bed in the Usser. Assuming that she's not in the same city, she's away in America, or she's not around, she's not coming back, then the luck is your lab. But in a regular situation, then you now let's sit or lie on her bed. She is now allowed to lie in the bed in front of you. When you're around, she can't lie in your bed, but she's allowed to sit in your bed.
Are you allowed to stand on her bed?
Stand in her bed? Do you want to like open a window or something? Yeah.
If you want to make her bed, whatever, she's not around there, but you let her like lean down on her bed, that's also called sitting. Stop, you're putting out the leash, letting go.
That's
fine, it's both.
Yeah, it's not called sitting or maybe that'd be fine. But the when there's a lot of me down, he's now asleep in the same bed when she's in Nida. So it's brought down that if the beds are attached, or they're touching each other, that's king. If you're supposed to separate the beds, there's not need to say. How far away do you have to separate it? Vika didn't even mashu. As long as the beds are separate, then that's okay. There are those who machmish should be ammo away. At least you're Vika didn't really mashu enough, that's going to be okay. And Rabbi Zainal sit on a safsal orch, which is misnadi, that if you're on a couch, it moves when you sit down. You feel each other's movements when you're sitting down. So it's misnadi. Okay, so you should so you can't sit. So you can't sit on the couch, soft cushions, which you feel each other move, and when you sit down, that's going to be awesome.
Even if it's two cushions?
You feel you're feeling each other, and you have to say, hey, it's a Sahir, it's a Gil, that's going to be awesome. Fine, let's move on to the, move on to Zaniki.
If you can't feel each other, but it's one cushion?
It's one thing, you can't feel each other. If it's not, it's okay. You mean like in the back of a taxi or something?
Or you're not on a couch?
Yeah, usually a couch is you feel. You feel like getting up and down.
Sometimes the couches have a little bit of a separation, but since they're attached, the cushions are attached, but there's a little bit of a separation.
That's fine. If you're not, you can feel each other, it's fine. It's the only thing you feel each other, otherwise it's not. Fine. Before you start signing, you have to wait 5 days. From the FDUC, you have to wait 5 days. You have to wait 5 days because being that the Locha Polite Shakazera is Sosa Zainikin. If Zara comes out, so that's, you can't count Zainikin when Zara's coming out. Now, how long does Zara come out for us? So the Gemara still thinks Shabbos Pei Vav, 3 days, not days it comes out. So therefore, let's say you had Tashos on Sunday, and then she came in here. So Sunday, it's between days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you had 3 days, which at 72 hours, you know, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's going to be coming out the Zera. So therefore, you know, you have to start Zainikin, because if the Zera would come out during Zainikin, it would be Seisuk.
So
the
whole It takes three days to come out.
So therefore, you're going to have to count 4 days because of it. Because let's say you're attached to Sunday, 3 o'clock night. So it goes to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So, and she came in Nida, let's say Sunday, 4 o'clock. So that'll be day one. Sunday will be day one, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Ashkenaz are machmer to wait a 5th day, because the Kweshish that maybe Ben Ashmashis is in the smile, as you can see. The Ashkenaz Ben Ashmashis. Therefore, if it's Ben Ashmashis, you can get mixed up between day, that is day or night. Then you get mixed up, that is day or night. So therefore, we've been mistaken, you have to wait another day. Give us a big idea of what it is. Ashkenaz will be 5 days. And the day you see, you count 5 days. You see on Sunday, you count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, for 5 days. And then you can go ahead and make that Sakai. Before that, you're not able to make that Sakai. The Rambam brings down that it's a minhag kosher that Isha Pesekes Petara should tirchatz, that she should wash herself out before she does the Hafsek Petara. Therefore, she's a Kaira, Nashim, they wash themselves out. Some people just wash out the outside, some people wash out even the inside, different on August. But the reason why is we want to know what time is coming out, means that it came, what time is coming before. So that's why you do it. It's not an active, it's an Eitzah Tov, it's for your benefit. By washing out the dam, so now you, before you start Zayin Kim, then you know whatever came out is new dam. So if you don't wash it out, it could be the old dam, and you're not going to. The shaila is, after a lady washes, How long does you have to wait for Nida? Because you just wash yourself out, you take everything out. So what is Habnadva and making Vidika? Maybe she's like a sing, you wash it out, and 2 seconds later you do Vidika. So it's not a radish not sing right now. Maybe she's really singing, just wash it out. I mean, lady, she doesn't sing every single second. So then, in fact, you wash it out, so maybe that's the reason why you're not singing. So Moshe Shuba writes that the chiddush is 15 minutes between the time you wash it out. Well, then it's not just when you wash it out, also when you do a bedika. In between bedika and bedika, which is a chila, you should wait 15 minutes between every single bedika, because you just cleaned it out, and then you cleaned it out. So it's not a riot, in fact, that you don't find out now, you just cleaned it out. That's a little chila. If the other Moshe says 5 minutes, that if you wait 5 minutes in between, that's going to be okay. Other places can much more make. It's not mentioned anywhere. Everyone just says, wash yourself out. Doesn't say how long. Some say 3 minutes, some say 2 minutes, some say a minute. I read Shiram with even 30 seconds. But I said, you can wait in between. 15 minutes in between, not 5 minutes. But it doesn't happen. I said, even if you sure amount of time, I said, that's why it's kedai when you're doing bedikas, when you have sekhaira, it's kedai to leave yourself some time, that in case it's no good, you do have the first attack, and it's more shiur. So there's no good amount of time to do another one. So you have to right away. It's kedai to do it with enough time that you're able to have time to go ahead and do another sekhaira, and you're able to wait 15 minutes. What?
What's the earliest that's called Kopsam?
Hefsekhaira? I guess you have that. So, the Chav brings down that when you do Hefsekhaira, you're supposed to do it. Some of the Benish Mashas. You're supposed to do it with some of the Benish Mashas. Ideally, it should be close to Benish Mashas. How close is it? Close. So, don't cut it too close, that's for sure. Cutting too close, you can get yourself into the number one Shahaz of Idiyavid, number two Shahaz of Snowbird. Another one. The basic stage is like a half hour before, and that's a nice time. Some thought that it was like a Katsi Shah. Do a half hour before, and that's the ideal time. You can do a Sekhaira. That's considered summer, and that's going to be okay. If it doesn't work out for your schedule, life works, or you're going to be sick, she wants to go shopping, it's not going to work out. So the basic stage brings down as long as you, Milcha Ketana onwards is okay. As long as you have Milcha Ketana, which is now. As long as it's Mkhatana, it's 2.5 hours, 2.5 hours shows Manius. If we can still call them, that's his man, which is okay to do as a player. So ideally, half hour, but you have to beforehand, or afterwards, it's going to be okay. Now, in terms of the latest man to do as a player, so the advice would be down. Number one is Kedai to do it 10 minutes before Shkia for sure. It's something called Shkia Samesha. Shkia Samesha is that you have to know how, when you figure out Shkia, Shkia is when the sun sets. Now, when they figure out Shkia, there's different ways of figuring out Shkia. The way they do it in Yerushalayim is they make one place, when the sun sets over there, then that's what it is Shkia. Shmazam was Cheshish, the Alav Dafka goes like that. If you live on lower down, depending where you live. Each place is different. A person lives higher up in the city, a person lives lower up in the city, that's going to be, it's going to have a different amount of shkia. Because if you're higher up, it's going to end up setting later than if you're lower down. If you're lower down, so then it's going to set before you see it. So, the place would say, it's a chumra about me, it's not a maker of din, but it's not a maker of din, but today, you push that, to do the Tammuz for Shkia, you know what to do, what's this man, B'diavad? B'diavad, this man that said, it's by Shkia, once you've had Shkia already, so then you have Sekhaira, you can't do Sekhaira, you have Sekhaira for Shkia.
B'diavad,
what did I say? B'diavad, let's say, what should I do? So B'diavad, it's true for that, you have a sex reka, that there's a suffix between Shita Sekhon and Shita Sekhon and Tam, because Rosh Hashanah is a suffix. If Moshe writes that you're able to make the Cheshvin in the Ben Shemashah, so they're going to be able to make all the Diabet for Hashanah.
What's the second one?
something between the Gainam and the Tam. It's going to be the Tam Sadhya. Even the sign of the Gainam, it's the same as the Sadhya. So it's like, it's the same of the first one, yeah, it's not doable. So the Mishnah said, how long is that? The Mishnah said, in New York, I'm not talking about the whole world, in New York, you went outside and you saw that 15 minutes after Shkia, the Vadeh restarts. If it's Vadeh, it's coming at that point. Therefore, Mishnah says that if the Rebbe Tam's man is going to be at 50, so the Goyim's man also is going to be earlier. So therefore, Mishnah, if you do the math, 72 to 50 is 9 at 13. Therefore, Mishnah says that up to 9 minutes after Shkia, you can be makel to do a Hefsek Taira, because we'll go Hefsek Sveika, and it's going to be okay. Which, if you want to plug that in, right, so the Gizman, so Mishnah is saying that 50 turns into 9. So, right, so Gizman is 25, 30, 35, whatever, in that range. So it'll be close to more to 5-6 minutes at the Shkia. Even Mishnah Shita, a lot of kashas on the Mishnah Shita, he says it's like Sveiku, the Rav Hashem Lav says it's all kuch on the Sveiku, and it's a self, not mukaba, to go with the now to go with the Mishnah Shita. Even in America, HBH, in Lakewood, the Psak, they go to Mishnah, it's like a Shon Bayis promise, that's the guy. In a regular, normal situation, which is a very Kiddush, the gay have sick tire when that can be sung. So, therefore, Allah for my son, so none of us can sung. Once you pass Shkia, we're not going to make with that sick tire. Which Shkia do you go by? So, there are different luwaks, there's an early luwak, and there's a later luwak. You go by the later luwak. The later luwak is more updated than the earlier luach, and you go by the later luach. Go by the later luach, and that's his name. It's not going to start over again.
What is later luach?
The two luachs. There's a tradition skis, and there's a beginning. The beginning is going to be 2 minutes late. All his man is going to be like that. So if you go with the later man, it's supposed to go with the later amish, which is a more accurate man, and you could. Alright, so nothing, we'll just discuss it again. So the Hefsek Taira, ideally should be about a half hour before, but the Mechik Tanam onwards is okay. And in between one Hefsek and another Hefsek Taira, I could wait 15 minutes, but yeah, there would be a much more Zman. But she's dying not to cut it close, because when you cut it close,
in the morning, it just doesn't count as well.
Depending on the situation. So they didn't see that day, a lot of day, it could be, yeah, it's going to be okay. So that they didn't see that day, that's the shadow that happens. Now, it happens a lot of times, like she doesn't have a second transmission, and they reach it in the morning, and she doesn't have a second week of she doesn't have a market, so a lot of times, economy. And the rubbing down that a lady should do, loyal to the Adam, the Hachme, the Chil, the Kvish, the Dekis, the Mesakai, the Mesakai, the lady should do, the Mechtaka, the Shishon Kovin, the Shmash, the Shizubi, the Kvish, the Kvish, the Kvish, the Kvish, the Kvish, the the lesson I'm learning, you should teach lahak and the chiddush to do a mitzvah. Now, mitzvah is a chumrah of the mechaber and Ramah. It's chumrah that you have to have open smashes in order that she's any suffer. Now, you know, madai that she's not safe. And in terms of mitzvah, it is a chumrah. For ladies who have pounds of dikas, pounds of makas, achshash makas, so then you don't do mitzvah. Not gonna die, especially if you keep it there for a long time. Keep it there for a long time, so irritate the skin. So if you have a history of macus, skip the medical. A lady after childbirth. So it's very, very dry, very, very sensitive. And it's very, very common to get macus at that point. You should not do my problem. It's kumra bound, it's kumra del se kulo, because then you can get some problems. Those who do a mechtachik, how long do you do a mechtachik for? So, how does it do a kovin shmashas? Whatever bein shmashas is, if you're bein tamdik a yin, you hold a mamshtak, bein lechur bein lekulos, so it's going to be 72 minutes. If you really like tzidish a yin, no, probably not.
Just
later on. If you hold it, the chumra, then maybe you have to.
Why don't you just mean the beginning and at the end?
Oh? No, the whole benishmash is unique.
I'm saying Rabbi Nachman holds the benishmash as just a soch.
You want to know, when you, if you do the chumas, you do the first half hour, take it out, and then you're like, okay, technically that works. Akhman Ben Yehos, you know, Moshe's done all the benishmash, so. Or you should do it the Zman, whatever Zman you hold for Meir. 25 minutes. 20, 25 minutes, whatever you hold. Whatever Zman, you would not say over Krishna. If you have a Meir, that should be the Zman, which you should hand Mitbach. Because it's much more calm than that. It's, you know, this is only a Chumam. And that's very good. Because 25 minutes is a nice Zman. If you have art, you know, if it's hard, it's 20 minutes, 18 minutes. If you, you know, if a lady has maybe a Shashmaka, small tent, you can knock down even 3.5 minutes. But because of the Gadda Davis, it should be there, it should be the Benishmash. Now, the Beit HaDayim, when doing the Lektofi, they should also do a Bedikah with it. Why? Two reasons why. The main reason why is just Pashta, if the Hafsektaira is no good, and the Lektofi, you put him for Shkia, and you did a Bedikah, so then that could be Hafsektaira. So therefore, every single time we do a Lektofi, it's Beit HaDayim to do a Bedikah, like this.
Before,
twirl it around. And then you just keep it in.
Or only if you have a suffix on the Bedikah, huh?
Okay, if you know the Bedikah is 1,000% clear, I mean, you're a little older than the average age over here, but if you know the Marat's 100% in the Bedikah, there's a reason to do it. But a lot of times people don't know. Also, some of the Messias with the Marat's, when you do a Bedikah, when it comes out wet, a lot of times it has a certain tinge to it, like a shiny tinge, which makes it look worse than it is when it dries. So, the book of Zuri says over that there is no Maseira on wet Maris. Maseira is only on dry Maris. No one is able to teach on wet Maris. Not a normal thing to get wet Maris. So the way you pass it is, it goes by the point where it's dry as opposed to being wet. Therefore, a lot of times, you know, if you get nervous about they don't look at it well as well. You can see it's going to look bad, and you see it's dry, and more bad it changes. You know, if you get nervous about these things, just wait till it dries, and look at it after this. See how special it is. That happens a lot of times. Once we're talking about Maris a little bit, it's mentioned that when your wife does Vedikas, you should don't wait a week and bring a whole stack of Maris to wherever you're bringing your Maris to, because Maris change colors, and they fade after time. And a lot of times I got married, you know, the child's 4 days old, and it's a borderline color. You have to be a novi to figure out what happened 4 days ago. And sometimes you have to imagine it, it's something there is. So it's not good that I have to wait more than a day to bring a maris, because Pasha wants to see the fade, and it makes it last fakus. Also, if you do Bedika, you should let the maris dry. Don't put it right away in a tissue or an envelope, because the color is going to come off while it's wet. So you should just leave it somewhere, push it to dry, and then afterwards you put it in a tissue or envelope. A lot of times when you get envelopes, you have to open it up and still check the envelope, see all the stuff that just came off on you. So it's good, just let the air dry before you do it. Okay, when you leave this Bedikah, some safer brings down that she should, you're supposed to do Bedikah, when I'm examining to do Bedikah, so something brings down an eitzah in order for a lady to get in. It's not that she should pick her foot up and foot up like on a bed like this. Like that, it's much easier for her to do bidika. She's just standing regular, it's very right ability to get inside. So you should do is she should pick her foot up on a stool or on a bed like that, it's much easier to do bidika. Agav, when you're doing that, the hand which you're doing the Bedika, that's a couple times it should be the opposite hand from your foot. If you're doing the same hand as your foot pushing that kind of luggage. A lot of times, like the sound goes off, but the mom's not getting in, they can't get it in. And it's not like which foot they're using, which finger they're using, Agav. You should be using this finger. A couple of times that the lady is using the middle finger, as far as the biggest. So it's hanging at the furthest. But the Matzias says that if you're going like this, and the Makkah's in the way, you're not going to get too far in. So, so it should be foot up, opposite hand, and it should be with this finger. And that's the way you do it. Ladies who are very dry and have a hard time doing vidikas. The question is, can you put KY, can you put water on? It's really choose mashan, I'm ready to be done eight sub, putting water. So the luck is that you could put KY on, but you should not put on the vidika cloth, because putting the vidika cloth is going to change the color of the vidika. Because you have this gel on the vidika, and the vidika is going to dilute it. So you should put it on herself, inside her body, and then wait a half hour. Because you have to wait a half hour, it gets absorbed into the body. It's still soft and it's easy to do vidika, but the color's not there anymore. Therefore, it's not going to change the color of the vidika, but it'll get absorbed inside. You use the wording because water also, but just do it a while beforehand that there's enough time for the camera of the water to get absorbed into the body. And like this, you get the mitre. It's going to be soft and it's not going to dilute the color. If you didn't, then okay, look at the vidika and see how diluted it looks. It's totally halak, it's clean, no any problem. But if you have like a color which is like borderline and the water dilutes it, then that could be a problem.
If she does that, she sees something on her finger, I think she can do it there.
Her finger? That's like a vidika.
What'd she do?
Right, if you do if you put carry on, you see something right on your finger, so that's it. Your finger inside is like a vidika, and she does it.
What does she see?
What do you say?
Anything she can do, she's not going to bring her finger to the rug. Anything she can do, it's not on her finger.
It's not on her finger, so take a vidika cloth and wipe it off. Wipe it off and you'll see what it looks like. But again, you can do Zankim, so you can just do two vidikas a day, one in the morning, one at night. At night means before Shkia, so you can do one in the morning when you eat. Sometime early in the morning when you wake up, or when you wake up at the beginning of the day, when you try to get towards the end of the day, so you do one in the morning. And one closer to Shkia. They're also supposed to do before Shkia. Don't put it too close. It doesn't have to be, something morning and afternoon. Don't put it too close to Shkia. There, b'diavad, the old thing is like b'diavad only, which is an agalas rishon mishmi. One b'dika on the first day, one b'dika on the seventh day. If the lady forgot any of the other b'dikas in between, nag. Forgot to do b'dika the second day on the first day. Forgot to do b'dika on the third day, fifth day, sixth day. Nothing's ma'akev besides rishon mishmi. One b'dika on Yom Rishon, one b'dika on Yom Shvi, those are two b'dika on Ma'akev. Everything else is not going to be Ma'akev. Therefore, a lady who has problems with b'dikas, a lady who's very, very dry, a lady who has hysteria ma'akas, what you see is once you get a ma'akev, it takes a very, very long time to heal. And it can just always keep on coming back. So if a lady has a ma'akev, and you use an example, a lady who has harder than b'dikas, you might have b'dikas. So if a lady has a maka or has a history of maka, so she'll need to do hefsik, rishon, instead of do one of the days in between, in the middle, third day, fourth day, and Yom Zayin, because she has the rishon, shishon, and Yom Zayin, because those are the ones which are like, now one thing I quote in that a couple times, when you're doing rishon rishvi, sometimes if you have had this a couple times, you have to say, come on, the rishon rishvi. And they didn't realize they're not also hefsik. They have to do hefsik, nishan, and shvi. And they have to have hefsik, and then they have to do the next thing, and you have to have shvi. It doesn't mean the rishon shvi, it means also hefsik.
When should be done if you're doing rishon and shvi?
What do you say?
When should be done if you're doing rishon and shvi, morning or night?
Doesn't make so much of a difference. Oh, technically, rishon in the morning and shvi later on. Well, no need to pass the lady who has a problem with maka. So what she should do is it's kedai to do Yom Shvi earlier in the day. Why? Because let's say she does a bidika, she finds a maka. So you go to a nurse, and the nurse will do the bidika for you. So if you have any chash maka, do the Yom Shvi earlier in the day, as opposed to later. The shlok brings down a minute, they're supposed to do the stuff for late, supposed to count the zainikim. It's not like that. The shaila is if a lady forgot that she's a zanikim, so that's not a zanikim. She brought a bidika to her rav. Your rav says no good. Then she said, okay, just settle over. Then the rav called back the next morning that I saw in the daylight, and this was safe. So she was seeing that from the zanikim. Shaz a lady say, I can't, you have to settle. So it's true from the stucco that the two stumbling places where you have to start a lot. Mm-hmm. One side is because the Svartim just suffer a lot. The Shlosses, you have to count it. We all don't have to count it. But you probably have to know that you're doing a Zainikin. If you don't know that you're doing a Zainikin, and that's gonna be a sorry on the suffer. There's another side that the basic say is that you're not aware that you're in Zainikin, so we're chlishish that maybe she saw and she didn't realize. So being at the Sashim, she didn't realize, so therefore that's where you have to start the Zain. Therefore, my dad's going to start the Zain Kibo again. I love how nice of a DIY video to make of that. That's just me going from Shaita. Shaita does the Zain Kibo. Shaita has no idea what they think she's on. She's doing the Zain Kibo. Zain Kibo. So Shaita is big as I and they have a lot of nice of a DIY if somebody forgot that they're in the Zain Kibo, what they're in the Zain Kibo, what's Hajj Zain Kibo, all these things are all nice of a DIY. The DIY is going to be okay. When that's a lot which comes out, people know they are going swimming in the Zain Kibo. There's a Bach. You should not go swimming in the Zainikim. You should watch the Reout in the Zainikim because you're watching the Reout. And if it's not coming, you won't know that.
She's a bath.
And you are able to take a bath. You're able to go swimming. But I recommend doing the Medikim before. And there's also a bath because you're watching it out. So if you're watching it out, they might have to do the Medikim. That's a social one. His Kedai is to do the Medikim before she takes the bath. Before she goes swimming, it's kedai to the dish. One thing I forgot to mention about the dikas, that there are really two ways which the madrichim teach how to do dikas. One way, nowadays they teach it by way to do dikas, you go straight up. You have to carve a stomach. I forgot the holes and the folds. So one way they teach is you go straight up, and you just do a twirl around, press around all the sides, and that's going to carve a stomach. The other way which he teaches in the Yitzhak, or Yashua, like this, that you have to get all the Chemistak all around. You have to spiral in, like that. You have to spiral in and go around, and also you have to spiral out. You only get the Chemistak everywhere. As a child, you just have to get Chemistak on top, just go straight in like that, and then go around. Or we're trying to get Chemistak everywhere, you have to spiral in and you spiral out.